And we'll be learning more about the Angels and their places a little bit later on in this half hour when we speak to one of their sponsors who's been so heavily involved in creating these unique homes for the developmentally disabled. The investigation is underway into both the security lapses and also, when you look at his security detail, what went right in the aftermath of the attack on former President Trump's life. Among those watching this is our former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, now leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law, Matthew Schneider. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
I have deliberately stayed away from social media because I wanted to keep this based on facts. And yet I do know that there are already incredible conspiracy theories out there. The Wall Street Journal and its editorial page today talks about anti-Trump forces that are trying to say this was staged to help him. How important in this investigation is transparency, that they keep what, as they learn information, that they share it in a timely manner to battle back the misinformation?
It is important to be transparent, but not too transparent so it doesn't compromise the investigation. Remember, this is an ongoing investigation. They're trying to find out every single thing they know about this shooter and trying to find out whether or not anybody else was involved. That is typical for that type of investigation. Now, out of full disclosure, as a partner at Honigman, I represent many, many businesses, and some of them are receiving these requests from law enforcement. And I'm complying. We are trying to be helpful to law enforcement to give them the information they need as long as they're following the law. And that will continue in the next weeks and months. Law enforcement will be sending subpoenas, requests for records. They're trying to find out all the details, not only about this person, but all of his associates and who he was involved with.
What improvements or changes do you think are necessary within law enforcement agencies to more effectively address and prevent these types of situations?
Well, there's certainly a lot of improvements that could be made in the concentric circles, the rings of protection around the president that the Secret Service is in charge of, and obviously there was a breach. I have to tell you, I just listened to your interview with Nolan Finley. Another thing that could be improved is just our reaction to this as Americans. I announced the press conference. I was part of the press conference announcing the charges against Gretchen Whitmer. And I remember when this happened because we talked about this, about how terrible it was, how you shouldn't do this. I walked up the stage, and then Dana Nessel and Gretchen Whitmer attacks Trump. Well, we cannot do that. We cannot turn this into a political tool. We have to rise above this, as Nolan indicated. We have to talk about lowering the temperature for all Americans and not turning it into blame in some political capacity. That's definitely an improvement we can all make.
Yeah, I just am so skeptical because people can talk a big talk, but they have to actually walk the walk, and I think it starts with the candidates themselves.
It certainly does, and the candidates have to have that message, and they will also be asked the same question that I was just asked about what improvements need to be made. There will be a thorough investigation, not only at the federal level of the Justice Department and the Secret Service and the FBI. I can guarantee you that Congress will be investigating this just like they did after September 11. There were congressional hearings. There was a full report done. That will take place here as well. That will also take several months or over a year, and you will be seeing a parade of witnesses before congressional committees explaining what happened. So all of this is going to be, we're going to be living with all of this for at least another year or more and watching this in the media.
You know, after 9/11, we had an independent commission look into what happened, and that kept it away from the political grandstanding and the kind of orgy of preening that we see so often from Congress when they investigate these things and the partisan nature of it. Do we need kind of an independent commission to look into this so that we don't devolve into that?
It seems like that would be a good idea. There were independent commissions after other events that are similar, the September 11 commission that we just discussed,
right,
the Church Committee. There are other. They were involving members of Congress, but they also had other components. So that could be helpful, but you will, no matter what, you will have the involvement of the Congress in this.
Because also I think conservatives do have some skepticism about the FBI, for instance, and whether or not they can conduct an intensive investigation. And I've heard that from people that are not from the conspiracy camp.
Right. Well, we have to give them a chance. Let them conduct the investigation. I mean, if they're not going to do it, who would you like to have it done by?
Right.
I mean,
who do you trust anymore?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So let's give them a chance and let them do their investigation and try to stay out of their way to the extent possible, at least at these very beginning stages.
Matthew, there are reports that the weapon that the shooter used was purchased legally. It was the father's gun, and the son got a hold of the gun. They don't know. They haven't got into how that happened, but there's a possibility in this investigation that the father could be culpable as well.
Yes, either under Pennsylvania state law, under federal law. Under federal law, it's illegal to be a straw purchaser for somebody when you purchase a firearm, but you're really purchasing it for somebody else. And then there are other state laws regarding what we saw with the Ethan Crumbly case, whether or not a parent has the duty to lock up a weapon from a child. So all of those issues are at play here. However, this really was not a child. This
right,
he was
20, right?
Adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got complicating factors there as well.
Matthew, it was interesting, after this event, obviously a lot of people were asking questions about the security protocols and plan for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. I think those are reasonable questions to ask. And when they were asked, the Secret Service came back and said, no, we haven't changed our plan at all. I'm not sure about the responsibility of that messaging. Why not say, hey, we're reviewing everything top to bottom, and by golly, we're going to be throwing a Kevlar coat over that thing. It just seemed to be kind of a tone-deaf response.
Yes, it did, absolutely. The reaction is probably because that venue is enclosed, and it is not open to the public outside. So they already have those protocols in place for an enclosed operation. That wasn't the best response, however. I mean, we know that improvements need to be made.
But they also might be doing it behind the scenes.
They may well be, but then why not transmit that message to potential wrongdoers that, no, you're not here, not now, and we are already ramping up.
Right.
It just seemed to be an interesting way of confronting the issue. No, we've got a great plan, and we're going to stick with it.
There are appropriate ways to frame this. I think about what President George W. Bush did. He framed it in terms of, we are not going to let this keep us down. We will continue to live our lives, but we will be more vigilant. And that's the type of approach we're looking for. We'll continue to do the things we want. We'll still support political candidates, Biden or Trump. We'll go to their rallies. But we're going to be keeping an eye open all over the place because everybody's a part of this solution.
Well, we will be watching these multiple investigations that hopefully will lead to a safer and better security for all of our candidates and elected officials. And, Matthew, we appreciate your insights this morning.
Thank you.
More on Angel's Place, the Angels and their place, and some of the wonderful sponsors that help to fund this amazing organization that takes care of those who need care when mom and dad no longer can. It's next on JR Morning at 8:49.